Nolte, Minneapolis City Council's robbery tips expose massive failure of government and voters. By John Nolte on August 3, 2020. Be prepared to give up your cell phone and purse/wallet is the Democrat-run government's solution to a troubling violent crime increase in Minneapolis. This is not just a failure of government, it is a failure of those who elected these failures. If you believe in the Constitution and human rights, then you're supposed to be able to grasp the basic concept that government has one job and only one job, to protect your rights. You might think your city council's primary job is to own the orange bad man, or to agree to participate in the Paris Climate Accords as a means to own the orange bad man, or to become a sanctuary city to own the orange bad man, but that would make you an idiot. By protecting your rights, what I mean is your right to live your life in any way you choose, just as long as your choices do not interfere with anyone else's rights. And everything from murder to robbery to carjacking to blasting music in the middle of the night is a violation of someone else's rights. We have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the government's only responsibility is to ensure no one interferes with that right. But here is the Democrat-dominated City Council of Minneapolis surrendering that primary responsibility with an announcement that concedes the following. Robberies and carjackings have increased, cell phones and vehicles are being targeted. Victims have been maced, dragged, assaulted, and some threatened with a gun. And what is City Council's solution to put an end to this serial violation of their constituents' human rights? Is it the promise of doing what would actually work? Such as an increased police presence or the pledge the city will not tire until those responsible face justice? Nope. Instead of announcing what would actually work to make your neighborhood and family safe, the city council is advising the citizens of Minneapolis to be prepared to give up your cell phone and purse/wallet and to do as the criminals say. Oh, there are some other tips. Do not walk alone, be hyper aware of your surroundings at all times. Lock your doors while driving. But who the hell wants to live like that? Like you live in a war zone or in a world where vampires are real. That's no way to live. If you are forced to live that way, your government has failed. If living in a city where you can never relax or drop your guard is the only solution your elected representatives are willing to come up with, then your government has made the choice to surrender to the criminals and to abdicate their primary responsibility. And if you elected these failures, if you voted for a bunch of anarchists who would rather turn the city over to violent criminals than admit they went too far with their vote to abolish, yes, abolish, the police, well, that's on you. You get what you vote for, and this is exactly what you voted for. And don't delude yourself into believing your city council just doesn't know any better, because they absolutely do know better. They proved that by spending tens of thousands of your tax dollars on private security for themselves while they voted to defund your security. You know, I've lived like this. I've actually experienced life in the worst part of an urban city at the height of violent crime in the mid-80s. I was fine with that as a young, single guy, but once my wife and I got together, all I could think about was ensuring her safety. Is owning the orange bad man really more important than the safety of your loved ones? Is anything more important? Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.